The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear, honey, Mr. Rogers is here.
Be right down, dear.
Yeah, now, Mr. Rogers, why don't you just spread the house plans right out here on the dining room table and we can really get a good look at them with a good light, huh?
Fine, yes, that's a good idea. Well, I hope you'll like them. I've incorporated all your changes and suggestions, and I think everything is just the way you and your wife wanted them. At last.
Boy, at last is right. Well, you've been a very patient man, Mr. Rogers. You must be kind of fed up with us.
Not at all.
No?
If you're building a house, you want it right. You want it the way you always thought of it.
Yes, that's right. But it seems to me we've caused you a lot of trouble making all these changes.
Well, it's a lot less expensive to make the changes now, when it's just a matter of erasing, than when you start building and ripping down walls.
Oh, yes, I suppose.
But I think I've finally got everything in here you want. I had to do a lot of finagling, and I've worked on this all week, but I think it's just about perfect.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Good evening, Mr. Rogers.
Oh, good evening. Hope I didn't drop in at an inconvenient time.
No, not at all.
I bet you're asleep.
No, Aunt Effie's reading to us.
Well, Mr. Rogers has the plans for our new house all completed, sweetheart.
I think I've managed to incorporate all your suggestions.
Uh-huh.
Well, if I can get your okay on them now, I'll get to work and finish the technical plan and draw up a complete set of specifications. Then we'll get our bids from the contractors, and it shouldn't be long before we turn over the first spade full of dirt.
Well, how does that sound, darling? Isn't that exciting? Well, I certainly think you've got our okay. What do you say, dear? Dear?
Well, I'm thinking.
Oh, boy, I don't like the sound of that.
Well, it seems to me that I had an idea today while I was doing dishes or something, and I wrote it down. Now, what did I do with it? Now, just a minute. I may have it in the kitchen.
Oh, well, I mean, I wouldn't worry, Mr. Rogers. Probably just some small change.
Yes.
Darling, please, if you can't find it, let it go. Probably isn't that important anyhow, if you can't think of it.
No, I know. I wrote it down. Oh, I wrote it on the phone book while I was phoning. Just a second, Mr. Rogers.
I would like to point out that if we keep on making changes, we're not going to get this house built by fall.
Yes, I know.
Oh, here's the phone book. Now, where's the note I wrote on the cover? Honestly, with all the doodling and the other scribbling, call mother about chest of drawers, that's not it. Who are all these phone numbers with no names?
Dear, I don't know. Just let it go, won't
you? Here. I found it, folks. Oh, yeah. Well, now, I don't know if it's going to make much of a change or not in your plans, Mr. Rogers. It may be just a matter of my changing what room is which when we get in the house. I don't know whether to even mention it or not.
I think you'd better mention it.
Well, I got this brilliant idea. I want my laundry room upstairs.
Upstairs?
Yes, I do. That's what I was doing this morning when I thought of it. I don't know why they always put laundry rooms on the first floor or the basement. They should be upstairs. Now, I was thinking, what do? I carry all the dirty clothes downstairs, wash and iron them, and then I have to carry them all back up. Why not have the laundry room upstairs?
Well, to begin with, I don't know where you'd have it, but you've got to have pipes for the machine and the dryer. And I think the dryer takes 220 volts. That means you have to run the heavy line upstairs.
Can't you do that?
Oh, yes.
Well, then.
You can do anything, but it costs more money.
Well, it shouldn't cost that much more.
Well, your plumbing really is the main problem.
Well, you run the pipes upstairs anyhow for the bathroom, don't you?
Look, Leticia, where are you going to put a laundry upstairs? As it is, Mr. Rogers has accounted now for every square inch of space. There's no room for a laundry room.
Yes, there is, dear. I've got it all figured out.
Oh, please, don't make any drastic changes now. Mr. Rogers has already spent 2 months changing and changing.
I don't think this makes any changing at all, dear.
Well,
didn't Mr. Rogers say he wanted me to be happy with the house?
Oh, yes. I certainly said that.
Well, then it would make me a lot happier if I didn't have to go lugging laundry baskets up and downstairs all the time. All those heavy sheets and towels. And when the new baby arrives, I'll have diapers and all the baby clothes. You've always said you wanted things in this new house that would make it easier for me.
Go on.
Well, this is my plan. Now we have four bedrooms upstairs, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Here's the master bedroom, and Betsy's room, and the baby's room, and the guest room.
Yes, yes.
Well, I suggest giving Betsy the guest room, which is a nicer room anyhow, and just sit there unless we have guests. And Betsy will be growing up and want a nice room.
Yes, you know. Yes.
Then the baby will have what is now Betsy's room, and the baby's room here can be the laundry room.
Well, don't you hang any of your clothes outside? I mean, do you put everything in the dryer?
Oh, no, I like to hang some things out, and I've got that all figured out, too. There can be a door from the baby's room, or what I now call the laundry room, to the roof of the porch, and I would have a clothes pull right out there on that.
Well, that would have to be a flat roof, then, and the water drainage is not good on a flat roof.
Oh, well, I probably wouldn't be washing on a rainy day anyhow.
Yeah, that is not what he means, dear.
Well, those are technical details, honey, which I don't understand anyway, but what do you think of the idea in general?
We won't have any guest room, then.
Well, how often do we have guests? And if we do, Betsy will have twin beds in her room, so they can have that. And Betsy can sleep in the baby's room for that time. It wouldn't hurt her. Anyhow, it seems to me I did have some idea about guests or anything.
Well, I don't like to be a wet blanket. But you did insist on a special laundry room, and I've got it right off the kitchen. Now, if you don't have it upstairs, if you do have it upstairs, what had you planned for the extra room downstairs?
That's it. That's it. I have my back and see the guest room.
Oh, my gosh, that's pretty small for a guest room, isn't it?
We were planning to have a washing machine and a dryer and room for the laundry basket and an ironing board and a sewing machine. I gave up having a sewing room so I could have things down here, too.
Just a second. Where's my slide rule? It's an odd-shaped room, and with the two doors, I don't know if there's room for a bed. It'd
have to be two beds, at least.
Why?
Supposing we have two guests.
Well, one could sleep here and the other in Betsy's room. Where's Betsy, if necessary? For heaven's sake, you can split up a married couple for one night.
Well, dear, let's not go into that.
Most of our guests are relatives anyhow. And goodness knows we always have to double up when we visit them.
I thought one of the main ideas for this new house was to have a really nice guest room, for heaven's sake, with a picture window overlooking the lake.
Yes, I know, but the more I thought about it, the more I thought, what a waste of room it is. This lovely room with a view just sits there until we have guests. I think it's silly. What's silly? Oh.
Oh, you remember my Aunt Effie, Mr. Rogers, Miss Sorensen?
Oh, yes. Indeed.
Mr. Rogers. Yes. Well, have you finally got the plans done?
Oh, yes. He just completed them, Aunt Effie, I think.
I never would have thought it took so long just to put a few lines on a piece of paper.
Yes, well.
Aunt Effie, I just had a wonderful idea. I said, why not have my laundry room upstairs?
Mm-hmm.
Then that eliminates all that lugging the laundry up and down, up and down. You're
very smart. Mm-hmm.
This is what I suggested. Instead of this being the guest room, it would be Betsy's room. And then what is now the baby's room?
This would be Betsy's room.
Yes, instead of the guest room.
Well, you've been calling the guest room Aunt Effie's room.
Oh, well,
drawing up the plans, you said this was to be called my room. And it was going to have a lovely picture window overlooking the lake.
Well, you can sleep in with Betsy, Aunt Effie. If you want to when you're here, or she can move into the baby's room and you can have it to yourself here.
No, I don't believe in that. If it's Betsy's room, it should be Betsy's room.
Well, there will be a guest room. See? Now, look, what was the laundry room downstairs can be fixed up into a darling little guest room, can't it, Mr. Rogers?
Well, just a second. I was figuring. I guess there's just about room for a small bed, maybe a small table and a small chair. You see, the doors are kind of a problem.
Yes, but it could be fixed up just darling, Aunt Effie.
Right off the kitchen.
Well, yes, it is, but you see, I had Mr. Rogers plan a door right here, and in the summer, with a screen on it, you'd have a marvelous view of the lake.
Yes.
Look, honey, I think we'd better stick to the plans the way Mr. Rogers has them now. He's worked hard and...
I know, and I appreciate all that, Mr. Rogers, but the more I think about having the laundry room upstairs, the smarter I think it is. And with the new baby, I'm going to have a lot of work anyhow. And even Aunt Effie said she thought having the laundry upstairs was a good idea, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Well, then, if you just work out the technical details...
Well, of course, it's none of my business. But if I may say something...
Well, yes.
I don't mind sleeping in the tiny room off the kitchen, dear. But I don't think you should put important guests in a little cubbyhole like that.
Oh, now, Aunt Effie, you're just as important as any guest we have.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Aunt Effie is right.
Well...
No, I mean you're right that you're... I don't mean you're right that you're not important, Aunt Effie. You are, but... What I meant was that that's no good for a guest room. You're
all right, all right. Then I've got another idea, and it's just a matter of making something a little bit bigger. Now, this has nothing to do with the laundry room. Mr. Rogers, are you all right?
Well,
Mr. Rogers.
Get him a chair, dear.
Here, I'm sorry, Mr. Rogers.
Now, Mr. Rogers, listen carefully, because this does involve a teensy-weensy change.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. You know, when it comes to entertainment, even parents and pediatricians are entitled to the comforts of a demand schedule. Since few performers are in as much demand as Amos and Andy and Robert Q. Lewis, CBS Radio is meeting the demand in the only sensible way by arranging for 6 delightful editions of the Amos and Andy Music Hall and an equal number of editions of the equally pleasing Robert Q. Lewis Show every week. Now, that means you can set yourself up for high-spirited fun every Monday through Friday evening and each Saturday in the daytime, knowing well that Amos and Andy and Robert Q. Lewis will be here on CBS Radio with songs, with ready wit, and with an exciting parade of guest stars. Both the Amos and Andy Music Hall and the Robert Q. Lewis Show offer you variety entertainment that is invariably good. Listen for both shows the next time they come your way on most of these same stations.
Are you absolutely out of your mind?
But it would give us a perfectly marvelous guest room, wouldn't it, Aunt Effie? Wouldn't you like it?
Oh, it would be lovely, dear. It would be almost like having my own little apartment, really.
Yes, why, we might even put in a little apartment-like kitchen out there, dear.
A kitchen?
Oh, maybe just a two-burner stove.
Now, look, I mentioned all this originally, but you both said no, and in the end, now you see, it is really the best thing.
Did you realize what it means just to raise the garage roof, as you put it?
Instead of two little guest rooms over the garage, dear, one big one.
Maybe you could put in a picture window there, overlooking the lake.
Yeah.
Oh, my, I do love a picture window, even a small one.
It would be lovely, Aunt Effie. Mm-hmm. And, honey, guests wouldn't be awakened by the children.
Look, we'd have to have a bathroom up there. Guests couldn't come trailing out in their nightgowns through the wet grass all the way to the house.
Well, of course we'd have a bathroom.
Of course we'd have a bathroom. Did you realize?
I will pay for whatever additional charges have to be made to turn the upstairs of the garage into a beautiful guest room. I think it's important. And then I'd have my laundry room upstairs where I want it. The whole purpose of building a new house was to make housework easier for me. And I will turn in my war bonds. I will pay for the guest room.
All right. I guess we can swing it somehow. Mr. Rogers, we haven't heard from you for some time.
Oh, it's your house. You want to be happy.
Happy? The moment I can't remember when I was ever happy.
I would like to point out that you are now getting so many bathrooms that I do think you're going to need 2 septic tanks.
Oh.
Well, you men work out the technical details. What do you think, Aunt Effie? Now, this really is better, isn't it?
Oh, much better. It takes a woman to really figure out how a house should be.
Doesn't it? I think it does.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and John Gibson, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Stuart Ness inviting you to listen again tomorrow for The Couple Next Door.